Good afternoon, KDIX listeners. This is Julie Ellingson of the North Dakota Stockmen's Association for Stock Talk. A big night tonight for the North Dakota Stockmen's Association Seed Stock Council, which will be hosting a free virtual webinar at 6:30 p.m. Central Time on the web. Bull fertility will be the focus of the featured presentation, which will aim to answer the question, why do some bulls get cows pregnant more efficiently, and also provide other reports. Dr. Lacey Quayle, North Dakota State University Livestock Management Extension Specialist, and Dr. Salo Zoka, University of Tennessee Assistant Professor and Extension Beef Cattle Specialist, will tag team the feature presentation, exploring key factors driving bull fertility, the role of semen quality, and the new tools helping develop fertility markers. The webinar Zoom link is available at ndstockman.org or by calling 223-2522 or emailing ndsa@ndstockman.org. Again, the Seed Stock Council webinar is free tonight, but registration is required. In other news, the cattle industry applauded a new proposed Waters of the United States rule released by EPA on Monday. The revised WOTUS rule comes after decades of advocacy by the NDSA, the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, and others to remove confusing and burdensome regulations on farmers and ranchers. Waters in the U.S. have been a long-standing and frustrating issue for producers. Case in point, every few years the definition has changed. Often this meant that small water features, like prairie potholes or dry ditches, suddenly fell under federal regulation. The cattle industry has spent years fighting to protect producers from excessive red tape. That included pushing back on EPA, advocating on Capitol Hill, and even taking the issue all the way to the Supreme Court to protect against federal overreach. The revised WOTUS rule ensures that only large bodies of water and their main tributaries fall under the federal jurisdiction. Past WOTUS rules issued under previous administrations placed small, isolated water features under federal regulation. Prairie potholes, playa lakes, and even ditches that only carried water after large storms became regulated as if they were a large lake, river, or ocean. The WOTUS announcement finally acknowledges that the federal government should work to protect lakes, rivers, and oceans rather than regulating ditches and ponds on small family farms and ranches. The Stockmen's Association will be submitting comments to the agency on the rule, which will be considered before the rule is finalized. Before the year is finalized, brand owners are reminded to get their brands renewed, as the deadline is December 31st, 2025. After that time, brands that are not renewed expire, and proceeds will be held at the markets until ownership can be proven or the brands are renewed. Didn't get your form in the mail, or maybe have questions about how to go about it? Call Joan Zimmerman, the NDSA's brand recorder, at our office. The North Dakota Stockmen's Association works to unite, protect, promote, educate, and serve the state's beef cattle industry. To join our team, again, visit ndstockman.org or call us at 223-2522. That's all for Stock Talk today. Enjoy your Thursday.